Monarch butterfly populations are declining, and the feds are evaluating whether the insects need some kind of federal protection. The U.S. Agriculture Department is also trying to help conserve the monarchs. Joining me to talk about all this is Gail Morris, the coordinator of the Arizona-based Southwest Monarch Study. And Gail, my understanding is the population has dropped considerably over the past several years. Is that right?
That's correct. It's normal for butterfly populations, like any insect population, to go up and down over time, but we're seeing a downward trend, and so scientists are concerned.
How far downward is that trend?
The trend looks pretty bad right now. I hate to say that. We were hoping for an improvement in the population this year. We slid down in Mexico, almost not quite half, but very close to half of the population last year, and again in California, too. Monarchs that migrate for the winter go to two destinations from Arizona, to both Mexico and California. And so we're always trying to keep tab of what's happening in both locations.
What is the lifespan of an average monarch butterfly?
Loaded question. It would be what time of year? Okay, so this time of year, monarchs are coming back from Mexico and California, and they will only live about another month. But those monarchs that originally migrated down, which are coming back, have actually been alive for about 9 months. So the difference is when they're breeding, they live about a month, but when they're migrating, they're not breeding, so they can live up to about 9 months.
So how does that affect discussion about the population, given that under the best case scenario, a monarch is going to live less than a year, it sounds like?
Oh, right. They're very short-lived. So when the monarchs are coming back like they are right now, these are monarchs that migrated earlier. So they're coming back up, and now that they're breeding, they're likely going to only live till the middle of April or so. They'll die out, and their offspring, the eggs that were laid, will take over and continue moving. The next generation will stay in the northern realms. And in Arizona, the way they achieve that altitude is by climbing up in our mountains. So we'll find them up in Flagstaff. We'll find them up in Springerville and the higher elevations as well. And then around August or September, that generation that's born will come back and start migrating back through the area.
So the breeding is really seemingly what's critical here.
Exactly. And that's where we start looking at what do they need? And they only lay their eggs on milkweed. But we're very lucky. There's many species of milkweed in Arizona. So what we try to do is help increase the habitat for them. So when they're breeding, they have something to lay their eggs on.
Well, so when you talk about the decline in population of monarchs, I would imagine that the prevalence or lack of prevalence of that milkweed has to be part of that conversation, right?
Absolutely. And the issue is we share this world with the monarchs. We need new roads. We need new housing developments. And when we do those things, we're often removing some of the native milkweed in the area. There's other things that we have no control over. Weather, we have no control over severe storms that come through. That can destroy habitat, or droughts. Probably our drought this last year affected our native milkweed population the most.
So what can be done to try to build that back up? I mean, I've seen efforts, for example, to get homeowners to plant milkweed in their backyards or in their yards to try to attract butterflies. Is that sufficient? Do you need sort of larger scale planting operations to try to get this population back to where it needs to be?
And that's a great question, because it's a combination of all. What we do in our backyards is one little fragment, but we need to look bigger than that. We need to be looking at our zoos, at places of worship, at places we work. But it goes bigger. We need to be looking at what's happening in the national forest, on refuges, areas like that where there's just naturally large expanses of grasslands or other habitat that milkweed is already present in that could be expanded.
Now, I've read that the monarch butterfly could be added to the endangered species list. Is that right?
Actually, what they're talking about is that the migration is threatened. So they will not be likely listed as being endangered, but threatened.
Now, if the butterfly is added to that list in some capacity, that comes with protections and comes with regulations and things like that. Are you pitching to people that, hey, let's get out in front of this? You know, maybe if you plant this milkweed on your land, you won't have to deal with all these other things, you know, restrictions on maybe what you can or can't do on your land because the monarch is on this threatened list.
Exactly. And it's not only Southwest Monarch Study or Monarch Watch, it's everyone trying to get ahead of this. When you think of it, whenever we hear of a threatened species, it's usually in one small location. We have an insect that would cover the entire United States. And so that's a monumental task. Their goal was to reach 6 hectares in Mexico, that overwintering population. This last winter, we only were at 2.91.
Less than half.
Less than half, right. But last year, we were up over 4. So we have another winter to make that decision.
How optimistic are you that this trend can be reversed and that the monarchs can make a full comeback and people will plant enough milkweed to make it possible for the number of monarchs to be around that should be around?
Right now, a lot is dependent on our weather conditions to see what will happen. It's almost like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, not too hot, not too cold, just right. We get those conditions and we could have a big expansion of the population, and that could still happen this year.
Well, and it sounds like the change can happen fairly quickly, right? You can go from being in a real problem to being in a pretty good situation almost overnight.
You can. And right now we have to remember that the monarch population is at the lowest it's going to be right now. But from this point on, the news is only good. There will be laying eggs. They'll be maturing. They'll be expanding if we have the right weather. And there's milkweed available. There's always hope.
All right. Gail Morris is the coordinator for the Southwest Monarch Study. Gail, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.